Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast, where we come together to raise women's voices and share stories. I'm your host, Jeanette Jerzyk, National Director. With me, as always, my incredibly gorgeous co-host, Carrie Rosso, one of the founders.
You're just saying that because you can tell I showered.
You did. It's a miracle that you did. In fact, I think we had to schedule a Zoom call just so you had a reason, right?
That's right. I mean, I showered. I put on makeup. I can see in my own reflection that I got a little carried away with the highlighter, but whatever.
You know, normally we would joke that, you know, podcast, radio, I've got a good face for radio.
This is why.
We decided to go Zoom land. We decided to record our podcast on the Zoom this time around because, you know, 2020 has got us like, you know what I'm saying? Everything went upside down. We had to cancel shows. We had to go virtual and we got, you know, pushed out of the studio to record our podcast. So, you know, that's not going to stop us. We're going to find a way.
Yes.
And that is so fitting for today's guest because that is like, nothing going to stop her. She is on a path. Watch
Agreed.
Out.
Vera is a trailblazer in the She Said family because she appeared in the very first live production in a new community. As many of our listeners know, That's What She Said was born in Champaign, Illinois. 2013 is when it all began. But in 2019, we did something really cool and branched out into a new community and had a live show on stage in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. And Vera Traver took a chance and appeared in that very first live show. And she's here with us in the Zoom studio. Hello, my dear Vera.
Hello, 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 hello.
How have you been surviving 2020?
It has been very, very challenging. But like Carrie said, I have managed to been able to put one foot in front of the other and just repeat.
And you certainly showed off your perseverance in your story of your life, really, that you shared on stage with us. You and I spent a lot of time together developing your story and getting it ready for the stage. Would you share with our audience a little bit about what you chose to share that night and why it was so important to you?
Well, first of all, just preparing the story was so empowering and so life-changing and so, I cannot even find the words of like, how that changed my life and how special that meant to me. Those moments, I already love like women and women empowerment, but it strengthened that love. So it's just like my connections with women just deepened. And oh my God, I am just like forever grateful to have an extended family. But I've always been like kind of an open book anyway, but I would not have probably got like into the details of me losing my children and being on drugs. And that's just like not something that you just like, hey, start a conversation off with somebody that you don't know, you know, about your like your deep, dark secrets and some things that like I kind of want to just take that to my grave and not share with anyone. But being able to share that in front of a packed house, I reached a level of freedom that I didn't know exist. So I was very, very grateful for the experience. That stuff don't own me no more. So it just really separated, you know, from who I am today. And I think even at that time of sharing it, I was still carrying some of that with me, you know, because it's just like, oh God, not one kid, not two, but you lost all six of your kids, you know? And so I was still wearing a little bit of that. And so it was just sharing my story was like, that's the final straw, you know? Look, it is broken. You are free. It just took some chains off that I didn't really realize still exists. So like, I can go on and on and on about what that meant to me.
I have so much to say about what you just shared and want to go through it with you, but let's bring our audience in on the discussion by sharing the performance from your show so they can really enjoy this journey with us. Vera really did go deep and go intimate and get incredibly vulnerable with the packed house at the Council Theater in Bloomington that night. And we would be doing you a disservice if we didn't just stop right now and play it for you. So let's all take a moment to enjoy this clip from the 2019 production of That's What She Said in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Here is Vera Traver with her story, Make a Wish. Vera, I already see you getting a little misty-eyed over there every time, right? Every time I listen to your story, I am right back there with you, feeling those feelings and connecting with you. Your story is so powerful and it's so raw. You went through so much. What I remember about that year with you is that when you and I first met, your wish to be all together with your six children had not yet come true when we first met and talked about doing the show. And that actually happened in the months leading up to the show and became part of your story. Mm-hmm. And that just made it so much more magical that you actually got to have that incredible happy ending. How are you doing today? I can see this coming over you, but how are you dealing with life and your family today?
Well, also, I think because of that night, my family has developed tradition. So now Sundays is family dinner at mom's house and everybody comes over. We've had a few Sundays where the kids that live out of town makes it sometimes and sometimes they don't, but it is a tradition rather. Who all don't show up, who all do show up. It is a Sunday dinner cooked at my house every Sunday. I always wanted to be the big mama at Big Mama's house, you know, so I get to do that now. And I'm a very busy person without this, you know, and the That's What She Said show. I don't know if I would have taken that responsibility and taken that tradition to do. And COVID has definitely help support that too, like how important family is in that time and that bonding. And I have a couple of kids that just love to snuggle and I'm like, okay, scoot over, you're really adult now, but but hey, it is never too late to go back and still get some of those moments that I miss with the snuggling, and they just love it and I just love it, and we're doing good.
Well, one of the things someone said in another episode was it was time to change her channel. She realized she didn't like what was happening. And so she changed the channel on her life. And That's kind of what you've done.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that all those things are so beautiful. But if we could just take a second and talk about, dang, did you look good on that stage? Hello, yellow.
Gorgeous.
Can we just talk about that look for a second?
And powerful. So we went through rehearsals for the show, obviously. And the night of the show, this woman showed up telling her story that we had never met before. And the other women in the show and I were talking. We're like, who is that? Who is that person in yellow? Vera showed up like she had never shown up before with her voice and her presence and her power. Something about putting you in front of an audience and giving you a microphone turned something on inside you. It was so incredible to see just how you showed up that night and what that experience did for you personally.
Thank you very much.
Your cast, your group, I say this about every single group, but it's so true. You all form this sort of sisterhood and bond. And then when the speaker is speaking, one of my favorite things to do is watch the women behind, because it impacts the audience in one way because they're hearing it for the first time. But the sisters behind you have seen this whole journey of you getting ready for that night, and watching them watch you and support you and just go crazy for you was a total highlight of that night.
Well, I just loved everything about it, you know, like everybody else's story. It was so delicious to me. It was just so delicious. I was just like eating at my plate, like, yes, yes, you know, you are up there killing it. So it just empowers me to be a supporter of others. You know, that is like my thing I love to do, because I've been in some dark places where I felt like I had no support. So today I just feel like it's my responsibility to be a supporter of others. I was just fed all the way around the board.
You are, and you continue to be an inspiration to others, Vera, for having come through what you've experienced. You know, you found what was on the other side of through. You found the love and the family and the sisterhood that so many people long for. And I think you would hit the nail on the head, because as women, as people, this experience is exactly what we crave. We mm-hmm. crave that opportunity to feel that unconditional love and support, to feel that human connection, and to feel those raw human emotions together. Yeah. I'm such a Brené Brown junkie, but like, this is the ultimate experience of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I thank you so much for trusting us to go through this process and to share just some of the most raw and intimate moments of your life. And we are so excited that we get to celebrate with you your the rest of your journey forever. Yes. We get to celebrate every single, new wonderful experience that you get to have going forward. So thanks for joining us today and remembering that incredible night. Oh, girl. Gets you every time.
It does.
We love that. I mean, we love to find those moments with women. Absolutely. And that's why we do what we do. It's about, holding up a mirror for women and giving them the power to see the truth, feel the truth, and speak the truth. Let's keep doing this. Let's keep doing this. I mean, we're discovering new ways to do it, even with the COVID, but I know without a doubt that we'll be live on stage again very soon. And Vera, you are in the sisterhood forever, girl. It is our pleasure to have you here.
I love you guys. I love you guys very, very much.
And we love you. And we love our fans and our friends and everyone who has come out to support all the women who have been as bold and brave as Vera has. So thank you so much for the love and the support. And check out each and every episode with us on the She Said Project podcast. Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was made possible with support from Carl and Health Alliance and presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives.